My quest is to follow the rules of the game. What is important is the game I choose to play. Oh, my quest is to follow the rules of the game. And what is important is the game that I choose to play. Oh, yes. Two things here. Following the rules of the game, but also, what game do I choose to play? Now, I can choose to play the game of of things as they are, as being a human being, and I can choose to play the game of being a divine being. I can choose to play all sorts of games however I wish. And each game is equally as wonderful, equally as exciting as the other. But what do I choose to do? What are the rules of the game that I choose to follow? And the rules of the game that I choose to follow is that, first, the game is that I live in a thought world. I live in a world of thought. I live in a world that is made up of every thought I think and every thought that is thought in this world. It's not a matter that the thoughts are good or bad or indifferent. It's just a matter that whatever the thoughts are, that is the game that I choose to play. Now, the rules, that's the rules of the game, that the thoughts make up the game. And what is important is, what game do I choose to play? Do I choose to play a game in which my thoughts tell me that all is good and very good? Do I choose to play the game in which my thoughts tell me that I live in a world that is wonderful and beautiful and good in every circumstance? Is that the game of my reality? Is that the game of my choice? Is that where I choose to walk the pathway of life? I can. It's my choice, totally. I can walk the pathway of life that says all is in divine order. All is good and very good. All is wonderful. And as I walk that pathway, as I walk that realization, what happens? All is in divine order. All is wonderful. All is peaceful. All is good. My quest is to follow the rules of the game. Okay? This game is a game of thought. All games are games of thought. Now, I ask myself, what is important is the game I choose to play. What game do I choose to play? What sort of game do I choose to set as my parameters in life? What sort of game do I play? Do I play a game like chess that has a set of rules that are, so to speak, never changing? Or do I play a game like marbles, where it's rather indecisive, however the marbles hit each other and how things go on? Do I play a game of pool? Do I play the game of living in an ideal, wonderful, magnificent, healthy body? Oh, what a glorious game that is. Do I play the game of saying that my mind is brilliant, glorious, fantastic? I have an ideal memory. I have an ideal mind. I have an ideal condition going on in me. And my ideal is made up of all the thoughts that I choose to think, all the thoughts that I choose to have in my world. Oh, and these thoughts are something very spectacular, very outstanding, very marvelous, very exciting. Yes, the game that I choose to play is a game of life, the game of loving, the game of peace, the game of joy, the game of happiness. And if this is the game I choose to play, let's just say happiness, then that means that my thoughts at all times are happy. My thoughts at all times are based upon the joy of living, the peace of living, the delight in living. That's where my thoughts are. My quest is to follow the rules of the game. And the rules of the game that I choose, my game is a game of life and joy and peace and harmony. So the rules of that game are I must do everything that bring about joy, peace, and harmony in my experience. And I only bring about things that are joy, peace, and harmony in my experience when I claim them and name them and put my concentration on them all time. When I'm playing a physical game like chess, it has its rules, and I know the rules intuitively, I know the rules intellectually, I know the rules definitely, and I play the game by those rules. And so I make a move on the board based upon the rules. Now, some rules say I can do this, some rules say I can do that, some rules say I can move this way or that way. Life is the same way. If I say I am unhappy, that's a rule, and life will give me unhappiness. If I say I am happy, life will give me happiness. If I say I am peace, life will give me peace. That's the rules of my chess game. That's the moves that my chess men can make on my game board. And as I make those rules, as I make those directions in my life, as I do those things, that's who I am. That's what I am all the time. That's where I am. To me, it's important what game to play. Do I play a game of chess? Do I play a game of marbles? Do I play a game of cards? Do I play a game of swimming or sports of any kind? All these games require just one thing. You follow the rules. To have the game be fulfilled in every beautiful way, you follow the rules. Now, I say I'm playing the game of life. And the game of life has its rules. And its rules are all of life is directed, guided, and controlled by thought. By my thought alone, by whatever thought I think in my mind, life, my life, is guided by my thoughts, not anybody else's, my thoughts. And so it behooves me to be aware of my thoughts. What is important is the game I choose to play. So if I play the game of life and I apply my thoughts to it, I can be a winner or I can be a loser. I can be a being who goes through life with an ideal body, because it's there. I can be a person who goes through life with an ideal relationship, with ideal circumstances at all times, if I want to. But I can also go through life playing this game of life as a loser by not following the rules, keeping every thought pure, perfect, and beautiful at all times. What is it that I want to do? My quest is to follow the rules of the game. But what is important is the game that I choose to play. The game I choose to follow, the game I choose to have as my life, as my affairs, as my world. That's the game we each choose. And I choose the game of life. And in the game of life, I choose a game in which all is in divine order. All is divine order. All is the fulfillment of the highest and the best that can be for me and my body and my affairs and my world. Every thought I think manifests itself as a living expression in my life. My word brings about my world. And my word is always one of love, harmony, goodness. My word is always one of joy and fantastic quality of love. That's who I am. That's what I am. My quest is to follow the rules of the game. And my game is the game of life. And what is important is to play the game I choose to play, to know its rules and to live by them and to love by them and to be by them. Because that's really all that makes any difference for me or for anyone else in the universe. is to follow the rules of the game and live a fulfilled, rewarding, magnificent life every day of my life.